Funding for this program was provided by the Annenberg CPB Project. Additional funding is provided by the Stratford Foundation, the Arthur Vining Davis Foundations, Geraldine R. Dodge Foundation, George I. Alden Trust, and Alfred E. Chase Charity Foundation. This program is a story to help you learn English. It is a course with video episodes and books. Each video episode has three parts. Watch the program. Read your book. Discuss the program and connect with English.
Mr. Wang, thank you for picking up all those children.
Oh, my pleasure. Mrs. Washington, this is my wife, Mei Lin.
Nice to meet you, Mrs. Wang.
She's still working on her English, but she's learning fast. She wants to apply for citizenship.
So nice to meet you.
Vincent really enjoys your program.
Oh, we enjoy having him. He's such a good-natured child.
Thank you.
He just loves baseball. My wife and I want to thank Miss Casey for her efforts. We're so glad you hired her.
Oh, I am too. She's right over there organizing the three-legged race.
On your mark, get set, go!
Good race, huh? A winner!
Ladies and gentlemen.
Look at the gooks. They make me sick.
Nice going, you two.
Mom, Dad, we won! We won!
Congratulations, well done. Oh, Miss Casey, I want you to meet my wife, Mei Lin.
Hello. Glad to meet you.
So nice to meet you.
I have to tell you, it is a pleasure to have your son in our after-school program.
We have quite a team here.
Yes, they really like to win, don't you, Alex?
Uh-huh. Hey, Vincent, let's play softball.
Oh, be careful.
Would you like something to drink?
Please,
yeah. Who else
needs a drink?
Oh,
speak
English? Oh, fine. But
there's a big difference.
Leah, where are you in California from?
This one, right?
You too?
What is it called?
Bad. In New York, it's a bad place.
Jimmy, you're eating too much. How many hot dogs have you had?
This many.
Oh, you're gonna get sick.
Save some for the other kids, okay?
Okay, I'll have a cheeseburger.
Get the ball!
All right, you're up now.
Okay, everybody ready? There you go.
Hey,
we'll pick her off first base, all right?
Gotcha.
Let's go.
How about a double high five?
Somebody in the
club. Woo! Can we get some food?
You bet.
Hey, you! Get out of there! You! Hey! Oh. I don't know. Who were they? Who would do this?
Where do they get all that energy? I'm beat.
Me too.
Oh, I almost forgot to give this to you. It's from Alberto.
Oh, thanks. Oh, it's an invitation to your parents' retirement party next week.
Right. It's going to be quite the affair. By the way, I hope you save a dance for me.
I have to warn you, I don't dance very well.
Don't worry, I only do the slow ones. But I could teach you some Latin dances.
I'd like that.
Where's Alex?
Oh, he's over there with Vincent.
Hey! Look at that hit! You taught him to be a good ball player.
Well, he learns real fast. You've done a good job with him.
He had some hard times right after his mother and I got divorced. But we're doing better now.
When did you get divorced?
4 years ago.
I'm sorry. I shouldn't have asked. It's not my business.
No, it's all right. Really. My ex-wife recently remarried. They're moving to Los Angeles, actually. I just found out. Her husband, got a job there. They want Alex to live with them in L.A.
I can't imagine you without Alex.
I can't either.
What are you going to do? You're not going to let him go, are you?
His mother and I are trying to work things out. It's not going to be easy.
Sorry it didn't work out between you two.
We were just kids when we got married. We had a lot of problems. No time to work them out with two careers.
What does Alex think of moving to L.A.?
He doesn't know yet.
Why don't you go back to where you came from?
Ching, ching, Chinaman sitting on a fence. Trying to make a dollar out of 99 cents.
Hey, Ching, you know karate? Want to do karate for us?
Karate kick, come
on. Watch out! Hey, leave him alone!
Want to make it?
Sure, get out of here!
If I catch you here again, I'll call the police. Understand?
You should be ashamed of yourself. Okay? Just because those kids are jerks, you don't have to act like jerks, too.
Mr. Wang, it's all right. They're gone. It's over.
It's not all right.
I'm sorry. Those kids weren't from our program.
But these children were laughing at Vincent. They were laughing at those names. How could they? What are you teaching them here?
I'm really sorry. I was trying to watch them. I kept an eye on them.
Come, Vincent, let's go home.
It's okay, Dad. I want to stay.
Vincent, don't argue with me.
What's going on?
Some troublemakers called Vincent racist names. Alex tried to stop them and got in a fight.
Some of our kids stood around and laughed.
How did this happen? I thought you were watching them.
I sat down for a minute. It happened so fast.
It was my fault.
Oh, no. Where are the Wangs going?
They're taking Vincent home.
No. Mr. Wang!
We don't want to talk about it, Mrs.
Washington. Mr. Wang, prejudice is everywhere. We have to fight it. Together. If we walk away, there'll be more of it.
I didn't bring my son here to be called names.
I'm sorry this happened. But I promise it will not happen again.
We're leaving.
I'm sorry, Vincent.
What just happened was a terrible thing. Those boys were wrong to call Vincent names, and you were wrong to laugh.
You should be ashamed of yourselves. Do you know how much you hurt Vincent? I know what it feels like. People have called me names like Spick and Wetback. I'm sure this has happened to some of you, too. How does it feel?
Bad.
Yeah, feels pretty bad, right?
Yeah.
So you shouldn't do it to other people, right?
Yeah.
Yes. I tried to make them stop, but...
I know, Alex.
I wanted to kill those kids.
I know how you feel, Alex. But you should fight back with words, not with violence. Nobody taught them right from wrong.
I got one of them. Pow! Right in the nose.
Alex, cut it out.
Kids were picking on Vincent, calling him names, chain gooks, and pushing him around until he fell down.
Hey, Chink, you know karate? Want to do karate for us? Karate kick, come on.
Watch out!
Basically, they just want to create trouble for others.
This is a kind of a racist behavior.
In my country, the prejudice is based on nationality and religion.
I think racism exists in every society.
Some kids laugh at the whole situation.
They were afraid, that's why they're laughing.
Mr. Wang is so upset that he takes his kid away from the party.
Well, these children were laughing at Vincent. They were laughing at those names. How could they? What are you teaching them here?
I'm really sorry. I was trying to watch them. I kept an eye on them.
Come, Vincent, let's go home.
It's okay, Dad. I want to stay.
Vincent, don't argue with me.
I can really sympathize with Mr. Wang.
His first task was to protect his son against violence.
It's a human reaction to protect and to avoid confrontation, and it's particularly true with the Asian society, where if you are faced with a confrontation, you avoid the situation by walking away from it. That's a normal behavior. You know, if you ask me whether that is correct thing to do, my feeling would be different. I would say it perhaps take more courage, but you will need to face the situation by going back to school, by sharing with the children and the teachers your culture, your traditions, so that they would come to accept it.
I face that. I have three children. One of my kids got a prejudice issue in the school. In the art class, she ended up making a paper mache plátano, a big plátano, not a banana, a big plátano, which there are plenty in Latin America. And the kids start laughing at her. And she was crying and crying. The teacher didn't know what was going on. And she came home feeling hopeless. And she told me, Mom, everybody's laughing at me. Everybody was telling me things, and they told me to forget about these plantains because I'm not coming back to Mexico. And I decided to take the courage and turn it around. And at that point, I went the next day to the store. I get plantains. I prepared them in three different ways. I showed up in the school uninvited, and the teacher didn't even know I was coming. I say, I have a snack for everybody. And I brought them green plantains and cooked plantains, and I say, these are plantains, these are this and that, and they're good for this and that. The kids turned to each other, and the ones that were having that issue with my daughter, they were just turning to each other, not knowing how to feel. And the kids all ate it, they tasted it, so I think they had a good time having it, and they realized in a different way then there is a solution for
that.
Yeah,
but in this case, I admire what you did, and it's really clever what you did. And you actually didn't really fight. What you did was to educate people. That's what you did.
Well,
because if we fight, then you basically are perpetuating the whole...
No, but there is a different idea of fighting. Fighting is not just going with a fist. I'm fighting every single day in my school. I am an educator. I'm fighting in my classroom. I'm not fighting with my fist.
Well,
I'm fighting through education. Well,
boys and girls, now we're all here today because we're going to do something very special. Now I need to tell you that I feel terrible about what happened to Vincent at the picnic the other day. And I know some of you feel badly too. So today we're going to talk about it, and I want to introduce you to someone who's very, very special. Okay?
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
Wow.
Hello.
Boys and girls, this is Officer Jones. Officer Jones is from the Richmond precinct.
Okay, let's talk about what happened. Who wants to start?
Some boys started calling Vincent names.
Alex told them to stop.
Did you see or hear anything else?
There was a fight. Well, one of the boys just tripped Vincent and you just start crying.
How did that make you feel when you saw that?
Bad. I got so mad I even punched one of them.
Yeah, well, that's a natural reaction, but we don't want to treat violence with violence. What those boys did to Vincent was a crime.
Crime?
You mean someone could go to jail for that?
That's right. What we're talking about is a hate crime. Now, the law says that a hate crime is a crime motivated by bias against someone's race, religion, skin color, national origin, sexual orientation, disability, or gender. Now, Vincent is a Chinese American. Those boys attacked him just because he's a Chinese American. He didn't do anything wrong. When this incident happened, did any of you laugh?
No.
Some of you laughed, didn't you? Hmm? Was it funny?
No.
Do you like it when someone laughs at you?
No.
No. Can I say something?
Go right ahead, Miss Washington.
Now, what happened is called prejudice. Prejudice is when somebody doesn't like somebody else because of their race, their religion, where they come from. How many of you have ever experienced prejudice? Mm-hmm. It doesn't feel good, does it?
No.
No, it's not nice. Those boys treated Vincent that way simply because he's different from them. But guess what? We're all different. Oh, maybe not. You look exactly like him.
No.
Are you sure? Look at each other.
Yeah, we don't look alike.
I must be confused. You look exactly like her. Come on, you have on the same hat.
I don't even have a hat on.
You don't? Oh, then it's you who looks like him. Oh, you two are the same. You're sisters, aren't you?
No.
Oh, come on, Alex, this is your twin sister.
No.
Actually, you're identical twins. No. No? We're all different. What if we all look the same? It would be boring, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
So that's what happens when people treat people badly because they're different. It's kind of crazy because we're all different. Now, unfortunately, Vincent's parents don't want him to come back to the program.
But the boys who tripped Vincent don't go to our program.
That's true. But it happened at our picnic, and some of our students laughed. That's when it became our problem. So I think we need to do something about it. I think we should write some letters, draw some pictures. What do you think?
Yeah,
we can let them know how we feel about what happened.
That's a great idea.
Yeah.
There was a fox who was very hungry. She was looking for food.
Mom, why can't I go back to the after-school program? I miss my friends.
Children who laugh at you are not your friends.
Alex didn't laugh at me. He tried to help me. He's my friend.
I know, Vincent, I know.
Please let me go back, Mommy.
Class, Elizabeth did a wonderful card. To Vincent, you are my friend. Isn't that nice?
Yeah.
Hope you can come back soon, Stephen.
That's nice, Stephen.
To Vincent, I hope you can forgive me.
Were you one who laughed?
Yeah.
Why did you laugh?
Well, I just thought it was funny.
You don't think it's funny now, do you?
No, I don't.
Baseball, our favorite game. He'll like that to remind him of baseball.
That's good. That's very good. Please come back to the after-school program. We want you back, Jonathan.
How's your card coming along, Alex?
Pretty good. To Vincent, from Alex. Vincent, you have to come back. We're a team. I miss you.
Sweet, Alex. And you have the two team members on there. That's great. He's going to like that.
I hope so.
Emma Washington reflects on the story.
Perfect. It's great.
And on the other side, well, I kind of did it inside out.
It's not going
to the after school program I run here is one of the best in the city. It's a place where children learn.
Okay, everybody, come over here.
Do you want me to help you study while you're waiting for your dad?
Okay.
Do you know the poem Casey at Bat?
No.
All right, you ready, Vincent? Remember, keep your eye on the ball. Here it comes. Ooh, almost. That's okay. Remember, here's a trick. Make sure you keep that bat close to your shoulder. Keep it up high.
Let's go.
And have fun. It's a place where children are safe. I want them to be safe physically, of course. It doesn't last very long, and you'll be able to come back soon, okay? Mm-hmm. Alrighty, take care. Bye-bye. But I also want them to be safe emotionally. And we can't be in all places at all times. Prejudice is sneaky. You never know when it's going to show its ugly face. Before you know it, something awful happens.
Hey, chick! Slanty eyes!
Why don't you go back to where you came from?
Ching, China man sitting on a fence, trying to make a dollar out of 99 cents.
Hey, Chink, you know karate? Want to do karate for us? Karate kick, come
Vincent,
on.
Watch out! Hey, leave him alone!
Want to miss him?
Sure!
Prejudice can bring out the worst in people.
You're here again? I'll call the police! Understand? You should be ashamed of yourself. Okay. Just because those kids are jerks, you don't have to act like jerks too.
Mr. Wang, it's all right. They're gone. It's over.
It's not all right.
I'm sorry. Those kids weren't from our program.
But these children were laughing at Vincent. They were laughing at those names. How could they? What are you teaching them here?
I'm really sorry.
Has something like this ever happened to you? It's happened to me. Many times. Once I was shopping and I went to the store clerk to ask if they accepted checks. Her head was down and she couldn't see my face. She said, of course we accept checks. Then she looked up and she saw me. And she said no. This hurt. Unfortunately, it happens too often. To Vincent, it hurt a lot too.
We're leaving.
I'm sorry, Vincent. I felt angry. I wanted to blame someone, anyone, everyone. How did this happen? I thought you were watching them.
I sat down for a minute. It happened so fast.
We can't always protect our children from the ugliness of prejudice and racism. But we can help them to understand their feelings. We can teach them to be dignified and to respect the wishes of others. And we can be an example to them.
Válhat egy dal világhírűvé, és az előadója? Mi kell a slágergyanúhoz, és mi a világ körüli turnéhoz? Mennyi áldozattal jár a popszakma elitjébe tartozni, s hogyan lehet oda bekerülni? Erről vallanak a Good Charlotte együttes tagjai szombaton a Popszigetben az M2-n.